Colin Rickards organised a Parkinson's Cafe in the Holbridge Community Centre on the 3rd of April as he suffers with the disease, but he also sees it as the forgotten disease. He just wanted a place where sufferers and carers could all talk together in a safe, supporting space. Somebody that knows what each other are going through. I wonder, is this something that would help you or your family member, or maybe something you'd like to attend? You can give us a call. 0800 111 40 41. Colin Rickards joins me right now. Morning to you, Colin.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
It's okay.
Fantastic. So, you had your first Parkinson's Cafe recently.
Yes, the 3rd of April.
3rd of April. First one, how'd it go?
I was very pleased, actually, because 18 people turned up.
Right, that's good.
I mean, even if one had turned up, I'd have been very happy. Because it's something that I've always... To be honest with you, I got Parkinson's 10 years ago. Right. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's 10 years ago. I'd actually had it for another 2 years before that.
Right.
But they couldn't give me a diagnosis until... it was my grandson, Callum, that actually saw me nodding, and he imitated me. And I said to him, "What are you doing, Callum?" And he said, "I'm doing what you're doing, Grandad." And I said to Chris, "How long has this been going on?" In fact, my daughter has seen it 2 weeks prior and asked her mum exactly what was happening to me. So I decided to go to the doctors, and as I said, 18 months later, they diagnosed me with Parkinson's, and I've been under a Dr. Ziga. Mm-hmm. She's Icelandic,
right.
And she's a wonderful person, and she's kept my medication going. I take something like 27 tablets a day, but... I'm okay.
Can I say that you're not nodding at all today?
No.
Your grandson would not be saying that to us, and I would not be asking.
In fact, it's a joke at my golf club, because if I nod, they'll say, are you buying the next round?
So how do you get diagnosed? Is it loads of tests? I mean, what do
they
do?
Yes, basically, it's you start off with various tests, walking, one foot in front of the other on a straight line. If you can't sort of keep your balance, the doctor stands behind you and pulls your shoulders back. And if you start to topple, it's balance.
Right.
You lose your balance. There are other symptoms that come into it. But for my symptoms, it was basically that it was my head tremor that started it. I think with Michael J. Fox, it was his little digit finger, one, and it just wouldn't stop shaking. And he was found out about that. So, it's a terrible thing to have, but it's not life-threatening to an extent. The only thing it does is it brings other... ailments like septicemia and pneumonia and things like that, and it just keeps you on your toes. You've got to be careful who you're with. If somebody's got a vicious cold, you don't really want to catch it.
Oh, don't say that. I've got a cough. I'm not coming anywhere near you.
No, look the other way.
I'm looking the other way. I didn't realise that. I'm supposed to keep away from people with coughs and colds, but it spreads it around.
Okay.
I will not hug you. Do not worry. So what made you decide to start this cafe up?
Well, as I said, mine was diagnosed 10 years ago, and I found, apart from my... my consultant, and I've got a one-to-one nurse as well. Without them, I would have no communication about Parkinson's. Mm. And about 5 months ago, 5 weeks ago, I saw a little advert in the local paper, The Echo, and it was a little piece in one corner saying there was a Parkinson's social day at the Christchurch in Rayleigh, which is up Crown Hill. And basically I said to Chris, would you like to go? And I said, well, yes, I would. And when I went, there was about 16 of us. And we started talking amongst one another. And the guy that was running it was a guy called Roy. And he basically said that, and he'd had it for 20 years.
Right.
And basically he could hardly walk. His speech was a little bit slow, but we could all understand him. And he brought in another woman, which I can't remember her name, unfortunately. And she said that she wanted to show us how to dance.
Right.
And we all looked at her, you know, in an amazement,
dance, yeah.
I think. She wanted to show us how to do the Argentinian tango.
Crikey, that's the toughest dance there is.
Yeah, but if you look at it, the man actually shuffles around. It's the woman that does all the legwork.
Does all the flipping of the legwork.
Yes.
So come on, how did this, because I want to talk about the cafe.
Oh, yeah,
how
sorry.
Did this get to the cafe?
Well, it inspired me. Roy inspired me. And I went to my own doctor and I said, can you tell me how many people in Holbridge have got Parkinson's? Well, he didn't actually give me a figure, but he said you wouldn't be surprised. He said there is a lot.
Right.
So I spoke to my wife. When I get a bee in my bonnet, I have to go through with it. And I said I wanted to open a Parkinson's place where people can go, people can talk to one another, even the carers can talk to one another and get information how they're coping. And the Parkinson's people, the sufferers can actually talk to one another and see how they're going. So I decided to go to various places, which I got knocked back on because I needed insurance, have you. But finally, I went to the Holbridge Community Centre and they gave me the room. They didn't give it to me. I had to pay an hourly fee, but that's beside the point.
They allowed you to rent their room then, which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And we got all the coffees and tea stuff, and that's basically how it happened. Me and my wife put flyers all round the village. We put them in the doctor's surgery. We put them in the chemist. In fact, I don't know whether I'm speaking out of turn here, but the chemist actually put flyers in every, what's the word?
The medication?
Yeah.
Really?
That they knew had Parkinson's.
What a good idea.
So, you know, everything seemed to be falling into place.
So what did the cafe consist of? So you advertise around, you're hoping a few people are going to turn up.
Yep.
You've probably got your family to support you as well.
Well, my daughter came over on the day and she helped with teas and coffees. And I had two people from Parkinson's UK come down.
Brilliant.
And one of them is Lisa Mahoney. And she said that she gave a little talk about what the people might be able to get out of it.
Mm.
So basically, that's what I wanted.
How did it go? When you had 18 people turn up, which is amazing.
Yeah, the amazing part was that the 2 hours seemed to go very fast, because it's for 2 hours.
Right.
I asked for a show of hands if they wanted me to have one for the next month, because it's the first Tuesday in every month.
Right.
I had 16 out of the 18 put their hand up.
Which is fantastic.
Which is fantastic.
But two didn't.
Well, these two people didn't put their hand up, but they did come over to me. And they said, Colin, we didn't put our hand up. And I said, oh, that's okay, that's not a problem. Yeah. And they said, no, it's because we're going on holiday for 6 months and we want to come back in November. So it looks like I might have to open it till November.
I think you will.
Yeah, but I'm really, really happy that I've done this for people, because there is no outside for people with Parkinson's.
Right. Well, I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea. I think you're a right entrepreneur, and to push it through and to do it. So it's the first Tuesday of every month.
That's correct.
And whereabouts is it?
It's the Holbridge Community Centre, which is the bottom of Ferry Road. There's a large car park outside.
Fantastic.
That you can park in if you're driving. There's also a number 20 bus that actually takes you right into... by the car park, which you just walk across the car park and you're there.
Fantastic. And they get teas and coffees. Can they get some
teas, coffees,
cakes.
Biscuits?
Oh, lovely.
I haven't discovered the cakes yet.
Oh, well, that's, you never know. That could be in the next few months down the line. Let yourself grow.
Yeah.
Start with the biscuits. And see what happens. Yeah. Well, you're a star. You really are. Thank you so much for coming in to tell us about this.
It's a pleasure.
So if you have Parkinson's, if it does affect you, if it affects your daily life, if you've got a loved one, you're thinking it would be really nice to speak to someone else, maybe get some ideas how people deal with all different aspects of it, then get yourself down there. So it's the first. Well, it'll be the 1st of May, won't it?
It will be the 1st of May, the next one.
1st of May.
Just what happens with people with Parkinson's is that they think there's nothing more they can do. So they sit in their house 24/7, listening to the radio, watching the telly. They do not do what they're supposed to do,
get out
exercise.
And about. Exercise. Yeah. Well, this will make you exercise, because you'll be with like-minded people.
I have this slogan, which I've taken off somebody else, and I don't know who it was, but use it or lose it.
Hey, I love that one as well. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in to see us. Colin Rickards. Check it out down there, the Holbridge Community Centre, Botmer Ferry Road, right next to a big car park there for you. Why don't you go along and have a look? And by the way, did you know it's Parkinson's Day today? You know, everyone has sort of a day. It's Parkinson's Day today, so that's brilliant. Second reason as well. Thank you very much. Nelly Furtado now, I'm Like a Bird. Where's Wally is on the way, so get your thinking caps on, please.